Let's bring in Mr. 50, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
That's pretty incredible when you consider that in the eastern part of the state right now, they're in the upper 30s.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I got up, I'll be dishonest with you. When I got up this morning, it was only 42 at the house.
Right.
It was 42. And, like, I was surprised when I got in. Oh, I'm on the way in, and we have an automatic temperature reading, right? And it says it's 48 degrees. So I said, it's off whack again. I get in here. Nope, it was that. The temperature just did a very quick warm-up for some reason.
Do you have clouds?
Okay.
Do you?
What?
Do you have clouds?
Yes, we have clouds.
That's the reason.
I've got clouds on a
sunny
day.
On a sunshiny day, right.
I know, I've got clouds. I travel a lot. Our main transmitter blew out on the FM yesterday.
Oh, you told me about that.
So now we're at 30 watts, that's like having a pea shooter.
Oh, you're kidding.
You do what you can do. The engineer came over, took it out. He's going to try to fix it. If you can fix it, he'll be back in today. If not, we have to do some fundraising for a new transmitter.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, that's life.
How long do transmitters usually last?
Well, they last a long time. I mean, our AM transmitter we had for almost 38 years. The FM transmitter that's out there now that we have has been operating for 12 years.
That's not long.
What?
That's not long.
Well, no, it's not. And it's probably just the power supply. Hopefully the power supply just gave up the ghost, and that is a very easy fix. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll see. Good luck on that. Well, the clouds will continue to increase today, but no rain, 60 to 65. And tonight, cloudy with rain toward morning, 50. Clouds and showers, 65 to 70 for Friday. I think on Saturday you could probably cross out the early showers. And I just think it's going to be a partly sunny day, and not a bad one, low 70s. Mom's Day, turning cloudy with rain developing, a chance of rain in the afternoon. Computer models are still at odds as to when the rain will get here. I'm still thinking that it will get here. Sunday afternoon, we stay in the 50s, and more rain on Monday.
And when you say rain, you mean steady rain.
Steady rain.
So we're going to have steady rain on Sunday and steady rain on Monday.
Right, steady rain Sunday afternoon. I don't think there'll be anything in the morning.
Okay.
Sometime in the afternoon. So if you have, you know, if you take your mom out early, you should be okay. The later you take her out, the better the chance that you'll get wet.
See, if I was still married, I'd take my mother-in-law out after it was raining. And if my mother was still alive, I'd go to breakfast with her in the morning. And then I go to break me. Well, anyways, that's why I'm not married anymore, Pat. That's
right. I see.
Well, it's just one of the reasons I'm not married anymore.
Okay. Okay. I'll
make the list of reasons. But Mother's Day is Sunday. It's unbelievable how quick things are going.
Yeah, they sure are. They're moving right along before you know it.
So now, do you have your summer forecast out?
Yes, I do.
Because I posted it on our page yesterday.
Right.
So let us go over your forecast for the spring was very good.
Right. Leah, I don't think the summer's all that bad. We start with July. Showers, then fair and pleasant for the first week. Showers and a thunderstorm start and finish second week, warm and humid. Third week, hazy, very warm and humid. Isolated showers and thunderstorms. Last week and a half, partly cloudy and hot, chance of a thunderstorm. You would expect that by the end of July.
Yeah.
August, the first few days, showers, then fair and cooler. First week, dry, comfortable, then it gets hazy and muggy. Second week, hazy, sticky, wet by the end of the week. The third week, cooler, then cloudy, humid, showers and storms. And the last week, cool, then some rain, and then even cooler. Mm-hmm. Now look at September. First week overall, chilly, some rain midweek. Second week, staying rather cool with cloudy periods. Third week, seasonable, but changeable with some showers. And the fourth week, rather cloudy with some showers. And highlights, I'm thinking the 4th of July will be fair and pleasant. Labor Day weekend, fair but nippy. Our first day of fall, which is 9/23, showers maybe. As far as the tropics, I'm thinking really a hard call. There could be a significant threat to the East Coast the middle part of September. And then in summary, I said not overly hot or wet with a significant cool down by the month of September.
All right, now you got to start working on your winter forecast.
Oh, goodness, that'll take a while. I like to see usually how things go during the summer before I start working on the winter. But so I'm not really calling for a terribly hot summer, nor is it going to be terribly wet.
All right. Well, that'll be a change from our spring.
Yeah, so far, you're right. I will see about the tropics. I'm still at the, you know, I still at the notion that you really can't predict what's going on there. And again, you know, you want to predict named storms, you can go right ahead and predict named storms. But if you predict 26 named storms and they're all out in the ocean, who cares?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I say this year after year. I mean, the skill comes in when you can predict hurricanes and tropical storms and predict that they're going to hit land. That's where the skill comes in, and there will never, ever, we'll never reach that. It'll never happen. Never, never, never.
All right. Now.
Yes.
HBO.
Okay.
Their miniseries started on Chernobyl.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Really? Outstanding. I do remember that.
They've got, it's outstanding the way they've done it. I saw episode one yet last night. It was outstanding.
And now this is all fact, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's told in reverse by a guy who commits suicide at the very beginning, okay? I'll give away this. Guy is a man who commits suicide at the very beginning. And he had recorded all these things. And he it goes back to tell, he was one of the people on site, you know, responsible for Chernobyl, which was actually the Lenin power plant. And it's told in a very, very realistic way. And They've done a good job with it. The first episode is up now if people want to see it. I don't know if you can binge watch it yet or not, but I know the first episode is up. So Chernobyl, put it on your list because it was a major thing in the world, and it's so far it's outstanding the way it's done.
Now let me ask you a question. What was the event that happened in Russia? What was that called?
Chernobyl.
That was Chernobyl.
Is that
okay?
Yeah,
I'm getting it confused. What was the event that happened in Pennsylvania?
Three Mile Island.
Three Mile Island.
See, Three Mile Island did not have. They didn't have a meltdown at Chernobyl. What happened? They didn't have a meltdown. The core blew up,
right?
And there was pieces of the core lying all. It's just. It's a. That's why it's a great. They're doing a really good job on HBO with this. And if you're interested in history and you like some drama, and watch it. It's because the first episode was very, very good. Very, very good. So Chernobyl. All right.
Chernobyl.
So you can watch that. It'll depress you. But the great thing about that is just get some marijuana and smoke it during the movie and you'll feel better.
That's just what I need, especially after surgery tomorrow.
Well, you should go to a marijuana dispensary and get a little piece of something that marijuana that you can you know eat over the weekend.
I don't think so, Marshall.
No, that's right, because it'll make you hungry. And you
want to eat. I'm just not good with all of that stuff. It's going to be a miracle that I'm going to be taking their prescription Advil.
You're going to be doing all right, Pat. You're going to do all right. And right. Just wait till it's all over and that you can flash that smile.
Yeah. I wish it was at that point right now, but it's not.
It's not. It's not.
No.
But that's why God invented marijuana and alcohol. So you're Italian. You can drink wine.
Yeah. I'm just, you know what? I'm just not a drinker either. I'm not. I'm just not.
Well, then I'm out of options today.
Yeah, exactly. One short of putting a noose around my neck, right?
Look at this. You know, here you go. What, Pat Pagano, he not a drinker, not a smoker.
Right.
Not does not like medications.
Right.
You, my friend, have a chance to live to be 110.
I doubt it very highly. Yeah.
Really? I mean, what do you do wrong? Maybe, I don't know. You got to have some vices.
That's a good question.
I don't think so.
Wrong is, you know, that's an interesting word, but... No, you know, I should eat. I think maybe I should eat a little bit better, but I don't. And I don't know. I just don't. I hate taking pills.
All right. Well, now that we've examined that.
Right.
And we can talk more about your excursion this weekend tomorrow, right? Or are you taking tomorrow off?
No, I'm here. Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have you back on Monday.
I think you're hoping too high.
I know.
That's what I think.
Well, we'll shoot for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, I want you really to try to get your mind off it. Watch some movies today, later on today and tonight. Really, get your mind off it. Get your mind off it.
I know. That's what I need to do. Yeah.
All right. Well, you can get your mind off me because we have to say so long.
Well, so long for now, and good luck at the transmitter.
Thanks, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. That wraps